Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about why IT projects fail so spectacularly.
Ah yes, the infamous IT project, notorious for delays, budget overruns, and unmet expectations. Is this perception really accurate, though?
That's what this article, backed by some serious research from Oxford University, dives into. It seems the perception is, unfortunately, often correct. They cite this Bent Flivberg, an expert in megaproject failures, who points out that less than 10% of these projects meet both their cost and time estimates.
So it's not just our imagination. These projects really do go off the rails?
Apparently so. And it's not just bridges and dams. This research specifically looks at IT projects, which, you know, impact everything these days. Gartner estimates $5.6 trillion will be spent on IT in 2025 alone.
Trillion with a T. So what's the specific issue with IT projects then? Are they all doomed?
Well, interestingly, the research shows a sort of good news, bad news situation. The good news, more IT projects actually stick to their budgets than, say, Olympic Games or nuclear power plants. Only 40% of IT projects overrun their costs.
That sounds surprisingly optimistic. What's the catch?
The catch is the scale of failure when they do go wrong. Nearly a fifth of IT projects overrun their budget by more than 50%. And get this, the average cost overrun for those projects is a whopping 450%.
Wow, so they either stay on track or they explode spectacularly. Why is that? What makes IT projects so volatile?
The article throws out a few theories. One is that IT is still a relatively young field compared to, you know, building bridges. There's also the issue of standards. Engineering has rigorous certifications, while IT, not so much. I see another point they brought up was intangibility. It's hard to measure progress on software compared to a physical structure. Harder to keep managers from adding features too.
That makes sense. A little extra feature here and there can quickly snowball, especially if no one can really visualize the whole thing taking shape.
Right, and there's also the issue of internal politics. IT projects often mean big changes in how people work, which can create resistance.
So, if these projects are so prone to disaster, what can be done? Is there any hope?
The article does offer some advice. First, don't over-customize. They praise Apple's App Store for imposing constraints, which might seem limiting but actually prevents things from getting out of hand. Got it? Second, spend more time planning. It turns out IT projects have a much shorter average planning phase than other types of projects, which might explain the later issues.
I think that's really insightful. Rushing into the build phase without proper planning seems like a recipe for disaster. Anything else? This all seems especially relevant with the current AI boom, doesn't it?
Absolutely. They specifically mention the risks associated with AI projects. It's new, potentially affects everyone in a company, and there's a lot of hype. Bosses might demand fast rollouts without understanding the tech. Just like traditional IT projects, careful planning with AI is essential. It's not just about the shiny new tech. It's about how you implement it. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us next time.
Goodbye.